But Wichita, Kansas.
That's where you've been all your life.
Yeah, I've lived my whole life there.
Okay. And you went to, I think you told me the high, what high school
was
it?
Wichita North.
Wichita North. Okay. And what sports did you participate in? How many letters did you get? You know?
Basketball and track. Let me see. I think I had, I'm not sure if it was two or three letters in basketball.
Okay.
And four in track.
Alright. How about some academic achievements? He told me you're really excelling in academics here. You have scholarships here and
such. I don't know if there's any like specific achievements.
Like your GPA maybe in high school?
I think my grade point in high school was like 3.8.
Okay.
So 3.8 something.
Okay. Well, when did you start playing basketball? How old were you?
Oh, I must have been about... First team I played on was in 6th grade, so I'm older than 6th grade.
About 12, yeah. Okay. Was that at the urging of your dad or somebody?
I'd always would play, like shoot around and drive with my dad.
Yeah.
But that was the first team I played on, and he thought I might enjoy it, and I did. Up till that point, I'd always played soccer.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Why don't you enjoy the game so much?
I like to compete against people, see where you stack up against the competition. I like the fact that you're on a team, your teammates to help you through in track. I do track here also.
Right.
But, that's an individual thing, you know. When you win or lose, it's on your own. But when you're on a team, the winning is better because you can share it with your teammates.
Right.
And I'd say losing's both. It's pretty bad either way.
Right. So that leads into the next question. What do you prefer, basketball or track? If you had to make a preference, or is
there
a preference?
It'd be basketball just because of your teammates, and you become so close with your teammates throughout the season.
Alright. Who's encouraged you the most in your athletic pursuits? Family? Coaches?
Probably my dad.
Why is that?
I played basketball in college, and he's a physical education teacher, and he's always encouraged me to do sports, not just to try to win, but just to enjoy it, even when I was at a young age, just to enjoy sports, and I think I picked that up from him, and he's always encouraged me every step of the way. Like, he tries to come up to as many basketball games as he can. And,
right. What's your motto? Do you have a motto? Do you go by?
I don't have one. I guess give everything you have, and whatever you do, whether it's in classes or basketball or track or anything.
Now, coming into college, I heard a couple of schools were offering you track and field scholarships. K-State was among them. Was that the only school, or how many schools were after you?
K-State and KU talked a little bit, and Wichita State. But those were just for track.
Track, yeah.
And I wanted to try and do both sports.
So Jewel didn't offer you any scholarships from the get-go? Or did
they? Yeah.
They did pursue you.
Yeah, Yeah.
And what made you decide, William Jewel?
Well, it was kind of a long story. A friend of mine, his name's Charlie Funk,
he told me about this. It was weird irony.
He was a graduate from here, yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess he talked to Coach Holly, and when he was talking to me, I would talk to him about basketball and where I was thinking about going. And then he kind of knew everything wasn't... I was looking for a school so I could do both sports, and both my parents graduated from small colleges.
Right.
And they liked the idea of going to a smaller college. And William Jewel just kind of fit.
Great. Any regrets at all?
No.
What's your best memory in basketball and track and field, if you have a memory that's right up there that you can just grab out of the sky, so that's it.
In either one?
Yeah, either one. Or.
Well, I think in basketball it would be when I was a freshman. They were both from when I was a freshman. In basketball, it was when I was a freshman, and we were playing against Peru State in the quarterfinals in the national tournament. And I wasn't getting to play a whole lot that year. I played here and there. You know, somebody got in foul trouble or somebody got hurt, I might substitute in a little bit. But Weldon Stubbs hit a shot that sent us to the Final Four in the national tournament. I remember that was a great memory. And then in track when I was a freshman, I got a chance to go to the indoor nationals here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And it was long jump. And my first jump was the best one all day.
Really?
And I finished in fourth, maybe.
Now, I think you told me you're a two-time national champion in both indoor and outdoor.
All-American.
I'm sorry. Yeah. All-American in both indoor and outdoor long jump. Is that right?
No, it's both indoor high jump and indoor long jump.
So how's it feel to be the leader of this team this year after waiting 2 years on the bench? You know, granted, you did have to wait behind great players. How's it feel to finally, after 2 years, get your chance to be a leader of this team?
It's a lot more fun to be on to play when you're actually out there on the court.
Right.
Contributing. But like you said, Chris Trout and Weldon Stubbs, they were great players.
Right.
But it was a little bit frustrating.
Sure.
Like last year, I got to play a little bit more towards the end. I started a couple of games last year, but I really wasn't. It wasn't something where I was consistently contributing day in and day out. But it feels a lot better.
Sure.
Know you're helping out the team.
Now, what were some? Were there any major accomplishments in high school? Did you set any records in track and field? Any lasting records or any other thing we haven't covered from high school?
Well, I had school record in long jump.
Hey, which was?
24. And my junior year, I won state championship in long jump. Mm. I don't know if he told you that.
In long jump?
Yeah.
Okay. And here, Jewel, you've been a two-time All-American in the long jump and high jump. Mm-hmm. And he said you did have academic scholarships here. Mm-hmm. What kind of GPA do you have right now?
Right now it's 3.4 something.
Okay. All right. What do you see as your strongest part of your basketball game? Is there one aspect you dominate in?
I don't know if dominate's the word. I try to use, at this level, 6'5 is, you know, relatively tall.
Right.
And I can use I have quite a bit of quickness compared to a lot of the guys I play against. Quickness and jumping ability. Because a lot of the guys I play against are 6'5, 6'6, 6'7, but they're a lot wider and weigh a lot more.
Right.
So I can try to use more quickness and jumping ability to get in and around.
Right. What makes you tick? What makes you go in all these sports? What makes you excel as much as you do? Is there any one aspect that makes you go?
I don't know, I think it's just the fear of losing. I hate to lose. And
any individual or team goals this year in basketball and in track and field? Do you have anything you want to accomplish before this year is out, this athletic year is out?
Well, I really haven't set any goals for track because that won't start for a while. But basketball, my freshman year, you know, we went to the national tournament.
Right.
This year, I think we have a really good chance of going back. And that's the one goal I think we've all set, is to go back.
How about yourself personally?
I just want to do whatever I can to help us achieve that goal.
Some career goals in athletics. Do you want to stay in basketball after college or stay in track and field somewhat?
I'm an education and a math major.
Right.
And I want to try and coach.
Oh, do you? Okay.
At high school level after I'm out.
How do you feel about all the pressure that comes your way, being a two-sport star here? Do you have a lot of pressure?
I don't really think so. I think that's one of the advantages of going to a smaller school. You don't have the pressure of that a lot of the athletes at bigger schools do. It's a good environment.
So the coaches aren't pressuring you to keep it up and all that sort. I mean, not really.
Yeah, well, they're pressuring you, you know, to do your best.
Right.
And, you know, when I'm out there on the court to play, you know, play 100%.
Right.
But there's no, I don't really feel any pressure that I have to go back and, you know, be an All-American or whatnot. I think there's more pressure for myself from that point.
Was that the way it was in high school, where your coaches were bulls and always after you? Was it more of yourself pushing your pursuits? Or?
Yeah. Well, I think if the coaches know that you're motivating yourself, they don't have to get on you as much.
All right.